A self-governing people must be eternally vigilant. The first three words of our Constitution makes it clear who's supposed to be in charge. We the people. Without the citizens taking an active and engaged role in civic life, the notion of self-governance collapses. I'm Michael Quinn Sullivan with a reflection on life and liberty. The ancient Israelites had grown tired of having God as their king and being responsible for living under his law. So after demanding a king like everyone else around them had, the Israelites quickly found out that the rule of man didn't work out so well either. The people of Israel saw their self-governing nation change for the worse, just as they'd been warned. After a period of foreign captivity and exile, God called his people back to Israel, and a man named Nehemiah was tasked with rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem. As a quick aside, yes, the building of walls to define and secure a nation-state from invaders and evildoers was blessed and encouraged by God. I know that's inconvenient. Now, there were any number of enemies who wanted to thwart the return of the Jews, and so in Nehemiah 4:9, we're told that the people prayed to our God and set a guard as a protection against them day and night. Everyone prayed, everyone worked, everyone guarded the work, everyone was responsible, everyone was involved. Too many of us today have forgotten that simple lesson. If this nation, conceived in liberty, will long endure, it will only because we, the people, are wholly committed to being self-governing leaders, actively engaged in the hard, exhausting work of practical governance, of praying for each other and our countrymen, and of being actively prepared to defend our land. It's our duty, not someone else's. We err when we allow ourselves to believe we can delegate the preservation of our republic or even the safety of our family and friends to someone else. Rather, we must joyfully embrace the awesome responsibility of self-governance so that we and our children can enjoy the fruits of liberty. So let's pray, stay at guard, and get to work. Hey, if you need ideas about how to get started as an active and engaged citizen, let me recommend the podcast offerings of Texas Scorecard. Check them out at texasscorecard.com or on your favorite podcasting platform. I'm Michael Quinn Sullivan. Thanks for listening.